Hi, this is Howard Seaton, marketing consultant with ADX Communications, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, Santa, it's easier to come through a front door than down a chimney.
Hi, this is Kevin King, operations manager here at Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5. I hope you have a warm and safe Christmas time. Thank you for your support of our radio stations in 2025, and I hope you have a great 2026.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor. Visit Pensacola.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to the Friday edition of Pep Talk. I'm your host once again, PJ, filling in for Meg, who's out sick. My guest is for first half hour is Darren Schaefer, the president and CEO of Visit Pensacola. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So what is new at Visit Pensacola?
Well, we're very excited about the holiday season. That's upon us, of course, and we're in the middle of it, and there's always lots to do in the Pensacola area regarding celebrating the holidays, getting into the spirit of the season, and so we can certainly talk about everything that's going on and in that regards. But we, you know, we just really finished up our fiscal year 25 finished up, and we did our annual meeting in October. We're looking at the numbers and, you know, pleased to report that, you know, despite what could be considered a difficult year and changes in the economy and the, you know, politics at the state and national level, even internationally, you know, our numbers held up, especially compared to some of our peers along the panhandle.
Yeah, I had heard that the visitor spending in our area continued to do well, even though the country as a whole kind of seems to be slowing down a little bit.
It does. And, you know, our forward look is, I mean, we're optimistic that 2026, with the number of the things that will be happening, certainly the focus on the United States and the 250th anniversary of America, that will bring, you know, national pride and international attention will definitely spark additional travel. So we're excited about that because obviously Pensacola has a very unique history.
Yes, it does.
European settlement. And so our role in the state of Florida and the United States has been, you know, significant and certainly different from any other part of America. So between us, and we're doing some cooperative things with St. Augustine, and also with Visit Florida. So a lot of exciting things in that regards in 2026.
And with the 250th anniversary coming up, it's great that we have assets like Fort Barrancas and Fort Pickens and the National Naval Aviation Museum and things like that for people to kind of rally around and get excited about that anniversary.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to do a campaign with love from the 1500s to help showcase the early beginnings and how between St. Augustine and Pensacola, you know, how involved we were in the early beginnings of the state.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So as you're wrapping up 2025, where do you see visitors spending the most money, or where are they spending their time?
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, we track a number of metrics. So we want to take a look at how many total visitors come into the county, and our total visitors were actually down a little bit, down about 2.8%. So, you know, we talk about how many visitors we have and how much of that traffic is residents versus visitors, because so many of our own residents travel throughout the county and go out to the beach. So actually our total visitors were down a little bit. And, you know, what we're seeing is a little bit smaller party size. So slightly fewer people, you know, it's like drops to 2.8 versus 3.0. And then we're also seeing fewer people staying with family and friends or maybe in a second home. So while our visitation was down a little bit, our amount of visitors staying in the hotels actually went up. So our room nights went up. The amount of spending that the visitors make in our county went up almost 2% to $1.3 billion. Mm. And that means our overall economic impact went up 3% over last year. So positive impacts regarding spending. That means these visitors are generating more taxes for Escambia County, which lessens the burden on our own residents.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine the hotels and the restaurants are reporting that they've had a pretty good year overall by Pensacola Beach, et cetera.
Well, it can be a mixed bag to a degree. When you have, let's say, some fewer residents, that's fewer visitors coming in, that may impact the number of, let's say, activities done or the number of meals served. Hotel Room nights were up, so that's good. The more people that we have that come into the community to stay overnight, that's a great indicator, because day trips are fine, but we really want people that are staying overnight and have an opportunity to have an additional meal or maybe more than one activity in a trip. And so I think everybody came through 2025 all right and are looking forward to a bigger and better 2026.
Yeah, I would guess that the government shutdown for 43 days, the Blue Angels homecoming show, being impacted by that probably affected visitors coming here as well.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's that event has generated by itself about 25,000 room nights historically. So with the cancellation of that event, that certainly impacted that visitation. I'm sure quite a few people already had their plans, so they came, they did other things, they enjoyed themselves, but certainly the loss of the homecoming event was financially devastating for a number of people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So what is the total economic impact that visitors had on our region or area this last year?
Yeah, just under $1.8 billion of economic impact. So that's up 3% over last year. And when we look at hotel performance and the room nights, and there's the tax that's collected by our lodging industry, which is the tourist development tax, that was up marginally over last year, but it was up. And again, when we look at some of our peers up and down the coast, we're outperforming them. And we typically have to do that with fewer resources, but I think we do a lot with that, and take great pride in celebrating the work of the staff of Visit Pensacola and how much pride they have in what they do and the community they represent, and it really shows that we're often going above and beyond expectations.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you've partnered with other agencies like Visit Florida, for example, to promote not only the state of Florida, but also our area in particular, Pensacola, Escambia County, nationally. So talk to me a little bit about those marketing efforts that you're engaged in.
Yeah, so anytime we can partner, that allows us to extend the reach of our budget, we're going to take a hard look at that, because that's a smart way for us to do more with less. And Visit Florida has always been offering opportunities that make sense for us. So whether it's television cooperative effort, if it's a media trip, but these are things that sometimes it's let's say a 20% discount, sometimes it's a 50% discount, or something we just wouldn't be able to jump into because of how much it would cost to put a program like that together. But when Visit Florida takes the lead and provides opportunities for us to participate, we do, and they know that we're a strong partner in that regard. Another thing that has been real positive is there are 8 counties along the coastline, Northwest Florida, northwestfloridabeaches.com. That's an 8-county coalition, and that has worked together to promote Northwest Florida. And we've had great success going to a trade show called DEMA. It's a diving show. And so top equipment manufacturers, everybody in the diving community come together. We promote Northwest Florida. So many of the dive charters and then the dive clubs throughout the United States come to that to book future dive trips. And so Northwest Florida now for the last 3 years has had a really strong presence at that show. And of course, with the SS United States being reefed and now being reefed within proximity of the Pensacola Pass, that has drawn huge attention. And we're really excited about that. That reefing in 2026.
That's awesome. So as you're promoting our area, what qualities are you promoting, and what qualities do you think people are being attracted to in terms of choosing Pensacola as a vacation destination?
Well, we always lead with the beach, because we have this amazing sugar white sand, blue green water, and miles and miles of it. And so if you want to be around people, you can be around people. If you want to have the beach all to yourself, there are places where you can do that too. It's so unique compared to so many other beach destinations outside of Florida. And it's often the one thing people don't have in their own backyard, so they come here for that experience. So we continue to lead that we are the way to beach. And the reason is there's so many other things once you get here to explore and do that set us apart from our peers along the coast. And so while we lead with the beach, we are talking about our history. We're talking about, you know, the exciting things that are happening in downtown Pensacola, the kind of experience you can have in Perdido Key, the adventure opportunities, how accessible Pensacola Beach is. And I know there can be our challenges, but when we look at some of our peers to the east of us, our access and our parking stands out as, you know, the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, wonderful. So Darren Schaefer, President and CEO of Visit Pensacola, is our guest today, 437-1620. If you have any questions, 437-1620. I know you also wanted to highlight some of the upcoming events that are going to be happening here in the next couple of weeks, maybe early part of next year. So what do you have for us?
Yeah. Anybody at any time can check out our complete calendar of events at visitpensacola.com. It is a one-stop shop resource for what's happening in the Pensacola area and throughout Escambia County. So we have our traditional things that are always going on. We have the Palafox Market and the Holiday Market that happens in downtown. You've got Pensacola Winterfest and, you know, all the different opportunities that come with that. So whether it's a Polar Express tour or Photos with the Grinch or Santa, that, you know, will continue through Christmas. We also have activations that are going on at our local theaters. So I believe we've got the Nutcracker. Well, yeah, it's tonight.
Yeah, that kicks off tonight.
Super popular.
You heading to that?
Favorite. I wasn't able to get tickets.
Oh, so. Wow. Yeah, they do have quite a few sold-out shows. So. Yeah,
and that is one of the most popular ones.
Yes.
So, but whether you're, there's other theater and music and Christmas-themed cruises that you can do, you really can find a lot of options at visitpensacola.com. And not only now, but throughout the year, we encourage all of our event owners and operators to submit their listings to visitpensacola.com because it's free. And we want our event organizers to take advantage of the over 3 million visitors that come through that site every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I see Gallery Nights having a night tonight. Also, the Wahoo's Winter Nights is still happening. Just a ton of stuff that's happening today alone. Not to mention all the dates before Christmas. So
Ice
plenty
Flyer
of opportunities
coming up. So yeah.
Star Wars night on Saturday at the Ice Flyers. You know it.
Right.
So awesome. All right, we were talking a little bit before the show too about an important thing that's happening early part of next year, I guess, with the study of the Pensacola Bay Center. Let's unpack that a little bit.
Yeah, so that's something that we're extremely interested in and at Visit Pensacola, and I know a lot of people are because we've got this facility and we've got the focus of the Board of County Commissioners on what's the best future use of that facility, how do we enhance what's there, what are the opportunities to add to it, and why this is special is, you know, whatever decision is made, it's kind of like a 30-year decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be with that commitment for really the next 30 years because a big portion of the funding is going to come from tourist development tax, and they're going to bond one of the pennies, the fifth cent, and that can be upwards of $100 million. So that allows you to do a lot, but depending on where the feasibility studies come back, you know, we may need to tap into additional funds or the general fund because I think what's most important is that what we do is something we're really proud of and that benefits as many residents of Escambia County as possible. And a couple years later, we're not complaining about the facility and saying, oh, I wish we would have done this. And if we only spent a little bit more money or, you know, it's, you know, comparatively our facility because we try to make it to be all things to all people doesn't really excel or rise to a high level for any of the functions.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Visit Pensacola, we know that conference center space is the one thing that we desperately need in our county. There's so many business event opportunities, groups that we can't host or can't conduct business because we just don't have the space to do it. We have lots of great and very cool space.
But, yes, we do.
You know, once we get over 100 people, maybe closer to 150, we're really limited in our options. And you can only put so much into the Hilton out at Pensacola Beach. And we, you know, once we get up to 400 people, that facility gets gets really tight. So adding conference center space, I mean, this is the time to do it, and let's do it right. Let's do something that we're proud of, and when we bring people in, that we get such great feedback on a quality facility. We know it doesn't have to be the most amazing one, but we don't want something that also looks like it's a gymnasium half the time.
So
we advocate for a quality conference center that we can host up to 1,500 people for a banquet. And that will open, I mean, that covers a wide swath of opportunities that are out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Having worked for a couple of nonprofits in the county here, I can tell you that, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at an annual dinner, for example, 400 or 500 people, it's kind of where you cap out. And if you look around, I mean, there's nothing that's bigger than that. But in addition to meetings, there's also other types of trade shows. So talk to me a little bit about the trade shows and then just the bigger presence that we can have of manufacturers or other people come into our area to demonstrate their products or build relationships or showcase their product.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, trade shows are a great piece of business. They're usually multiple days, and they bring in not only they're the vendors and having, up to a couple hundred spots for vendors, but then, the traffic that they bring in daily. And a lot of times they'll do speakers and sessions, and trade shows are often a big component of a lot of conferences. So you have to have space for the trade show. You have to have a ballroom where you can seat 1,500 people. You need the breakout space. You need pre-function space. So, and it can be done. I mean, we've seen other markets that have added space recently and been able to do it within a budget, but do it at a high level.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I know we can do it, and I advocate for a facility that we're all proud of. So whether you're a county commissioner trying to bring in a group from the state or an association meeting, or it's one of our local businesses that wants to bring in a conference, we want a facility that they're going to be proud of. And I think that, I will say, I will put my job on the line and say that type of facility is something I know we can book and that we can make successful. And that's would be part of Visit Pensacola's commitment is to, take our sales efforts to the next level to be able to sell that facility.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're in Nashville or you're in other places around the country, you can be promoting our wonderful exhibition center and opportunities to, not only have some fun while they're down here, but also, again, showcase what they do.
Well, our sales efforts for the last 3 years has been, it's been successful. We generated over, $27 million in potential pieces of business. We booked $10 million worth of business this last year. And the difference is the kind of things that, we could do it if we had more space or we had conflict with dates. And so, when you only have one facility, you can only book it once.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a list that we keep collecting of the decision makers and the events that could fit here that are interested in coming here. And truly, when we stand up to other conference areas, I mean, Mobile's going through, their expansion there. But I can tell you, I think we'd hold up extremely well against Mobile in a competitive bid.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of different things to offer than Mobile does. Again, our beaches and our just unique experiences that you can have down there, the history of the area. Not to say Mobile isn't historic, but I mean, I think that we just have a lot of different offerings that would really appeal to people.
Well, and it's pretty common now that when people are traveling and they're going to conferences, they'll take a look at that as maybe an opportunity to bring their family, So when they're done with their responsibilities, they're there for a couple more days with the family to enjoy the beach. Or in an adventure, in the water, out of the water, and maybe some theater. Because again, when you just take a look at the offerings that Pensacola has, you just can't find that anywhere else up and down the panhandle.
Once again, Darren Schaefer, President and CEO of Visit Pensacola, is our guest. 437-1620. If you have any questions, 437-1620. Actually, we do have a question on the text line for you. So why don't we market the ice rink more? Bring in Northeastern and North Central collegiate crowd to tournaments here, similar to the basketball, soccer, and volleyball over in Orange Beach.
So we're talking about the Pensacola Bay Center, Sheet of Ice. And, of course, there's a major tenant there with the Ice Flyers. And there have been some other opportunities that have been considered. Of course, We work hand in hand with Pensacola Sports. So when it comes to some of the sports specific activities, Pensacola Sports takes the lead in those conversations, and we end up doing support activities with them. Sun Belt Conference Basketball Championship is a great example of a project that we worked with hand in hand with Pensacola Sports, the county, the city, the Bay Center. I mean, that really truly has been a group effort. Mm-hmm. You know, the only limitations that we seem to have is the commitment that currently is in place with the Ice Flyers for their home games plus their ice time. And so it doesn't leave a lot of open time. And to be honest, Ice Flyers have been very cooperative in trying to fit other pieces of business into the Bay Center. So the Sun Belt Conference Basketball Conference is a great example. I mean, that's 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of the Ice Flyer season that they have moved around to try to accommodate. And they've done that a couple times, but there's limits to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know there's been some discussion in the past, although it's kind of gotten quiet again, so I don't know where things stand on it, but we've talked about expanding our soccer offerings. I know that they're talking about Ashton Brosnahan being maybe a potential location of a soccer complex or maybe building it further out in the county. What are you hearing about soccer sports tourism?
Yeah, you're right. That has quieted down a little bit. There's a shift from that location to astroturfing the baseball complex. And so there's a shift of dollars to do that. Again, Ashton Brosnahan is in a residential area right around a school mm-hmm. that created some...
Actually, there's three schools there.
Yeah, some challenges with traffic flow. I mean, it is right now our premier soccer facility. So the SEC Women's Soccer Tournament mm-hmm. is there. NAIA, yes, also has a big tournament there. But, yeah, I haven't heard any additional plans outside of what we're currently doing and then the commitments to the upgrades that have been made to that field, because there's been a few million dollars that have been invested in seating and locker rooms to make that location, a good experience for these championship tournaments.
So City of Pensacola is doing a study. Escambia County is doing a study for the Pensacola Bay Center. I guess what is the ideal outcome of two studies that could maybe recommend different things or what have you? What is your hope for an outcome in that situation?
Well, I think it's great that we're looking at this from a couple different viewpoints, mm-hmm. right? So you have the county perspective, and that that consulting initiative is done through ASM Legends, which manages the Bay Center. And then you have the city of Pensacola looking at it from a bigger, a broader area and how that fits into the growth of Pensacola. And so you have the facility, but then you also have what's going to what makes sense to bring in around the Bay Center to really make a comprehensive and effort that hopefully has as much buy-in as possible. I think when you look at that location, you've got opportunities to expand within the existing footprint. I know the proposal will probably include adding a hotel, and that hotel might have some conference space in it as well. You've got the Grand, across the street that's still sitting there waiting for something to happen. And I've heard, there's been interest, there's been movement, and now maybe that'll wait until something more formal has come out of the consultant efforts.
Mm-hmm.
But that area has a lot of potential. So we haven't seen any of the results yet. They haven't been officially fully released. Bits and pieces have, and I know the city, I just got contacted by them, by their consultant, and so we'll be providing a lot of information to them as well as about the opportunities for that space, especially in the meeting and conference area.
We do have a question on the text line, and I guess I'll kind of paraphrase it a little bit just to say that their question is about the Ice Flyers. Obviously, they have a season from this date to this date, and how about marketing the Bay Center In the areas where the Ice Flyers aren't playing? A quick answer on that. We have about 20 seconds left.
Yeah, so we are consistently bringing opportunities to the Pensacola Bay Center. Visit Pensacola role is to find the business and bring it to them, and then it's up to them to book the business. So a lot of times we run into conflicts whether it's a graduation or another local event, that sometimes prevents us from bringing in bigger pieces of business. So again, more space changes the picture.
All right. Thanks so much, Jaron.
All right. Thank you.